And it's time to catch up on what's happening in the sports world. Nathan Rarick,
kia ora. How are you?
Danny Lee.
Yes.
He's switched from PGA to LIV golf.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, money. Loads of money. Okay. That's what he did. He played 303 PGA tournaments and he won one. LIV Golf is the competition that's
LIV,
been set
is that
up.
What you say?
Well, LIV or LIV. I mean, it means it stands for 54, which is how many holes they play. But this is basically...
Oh, my goodness. Does it? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So it's basically...
Yet more stuff I don't know about golf.
It is suspected to be just a huge amount of Saudi sports washing of money that's going on. But anyway, it's a rival that was set up. And the reason I wanted to talk about this was we spoke about this here on this very program on the 24th of February, going, oh, well, Danny Lee's heading over there. Good luck for him. Let's hope he does well. He won a tournament yesterday. He won $6.1 million hitting a golf ball, which is quite incredible for a young man. I mean, it's a great way to make
money. Where does all that money come from?
Out of the ground, I think. Comes out of in oil and it goes into people's cars and then it gets sort of washed somehow, sports washed somehow, and they go, here you are, sir, here's some prestige and a whole lot of money. So,
and
yeah.
It's all from the Saudis.
Yeah, it comes from there. They're the ones that are backing this. I mean, like he won, I mean, the Masters is the tournament we've heard of. That's the PGA one. Danny Lee won $2 million more yesterday than the Masters winner won last year. So that's how they've tried to tempt all these big names across, but it's still hard because the PGA has, you know, the big events that the majors that people want to play in. But that's their temptation for
that's
it.
That's stupid money, isn't it?
It is. It's ridiculous money. I've always thought that with golf too, particularly with people that are so far off winning an event as well. Like sometimes the 17th player, I'm like, how do you get paid that much money? Yet, you know, it's a sponsorship deal, and I mean, good on him. I mean, don't hate the player, hate the game. He's going, well, this is great for me. I've just been paid $6 million and it's more than I've made in my PGA career so far. So well done.
Yeah, unless you think he's part of the laundering exercise for the Saudi profile.
Yeah, well, that's the suspicion that's gone on.
Well.
I wouldn't know.
Two American sportsmen, you say,
yes,
are in competition for the best hissy fit of the year.
Okay, so these are my two entrants I've got. So Josh Williams was racing on the weekend. So there's the NASCAR series, you know, round and round and round. So he's racing in this one, the Xfinity series. This is the next level down where you want to impress them so you can become a big NASCAR driver. Now, he's racing in this. He has a bump with two other cars and has, you know, they're all a bit damaged. So he comes into the pits and they do what all good mechanics do. They get out some gaffer tape, rip it off, stick the bumper back on and get on out there, Josh. So Josh is driving. And the NASCAR people freak out. They're going, you can't be doing this because these cars drive very fast. You can't have parts of cars coming off, you know, where tyres can explode. So they tell him to park the car. And he
Which
refuses.
Is quite normal, is it?
Yes, it is. And that's he right. refuses. He's like, no, I'm a wild-eyed loner at the gates of oblivion. I'm driving as fast as I can. And he's driving there. And they go, park the car, no. And then you know when someone's mad when they start their statement with the word apparently? So he says on the radio, well, apparently I have to pull over. And this is some bull, you know what? I've never heard of this in my life. So he pulls over, stops right on the start-finish line. While the race is going, gets out of his car, takes his helmet off, and then does some sort of hand-waving motion up towards the where the referees, and that's it, as he storms off towards the pits. So they had a meeting with him afterwards, and he said, I told them I was a little bit frustrated. So there's that one there. So that decision happens tomorrow. And another one I thought was quite funny was in the NBA, young men, they're all about, you know, 23, 24, tall, mega athletes. And Jimmy Butler, also a mega athlete, however, he is much older. His team was favoured to win. They lost by 30 points, so he wouldn't let them listen to their music. He dialed up Nickelback, which is regarded... This is Nickelback, probably not NBA music. He made them listen to Nickelback on the in the bus and in the dressing room, and he has banned them from their own music until they can win another game. So there you go. Those are the two hissy fits that are going on.